Today I'm going to talk about God's solution to our chaos. Has anybody experienced chaos in their life? I think we were born into chaos. And we were born into dysfunction. We were born monsters separated from God. You know, wherever God is not, is chaotic. Where He is peaceful. Where He is holy. Pure, amen? Undefiled. Wherever He is, there is true love. Now, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1, it says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And I want to kind of address this again because we need to understand something, that it wasn't until God introduced His Word into the situation, amen, that things were brought into order. God spoke to the disorder and it became orderly. So the Word of God is what brings that light, amen, that brings wholeness, that brings completeness, that brings goodness. God said, after creation, it is good. Because God formed it, amen? And everything God forms is good. So wherever He is good. Wherever He is, there's light. Wherever He is, there's love. Wherever He is, there's peace. But where He is not, there is chaos. There's confusion. There's evil, amen? Basically, evil is the absence of God. Until God interjected Himself right into that situation through His Word, amen, there was nothing but confusion and chaos. It says that word void means empty or vacuum. So God spoke into the vacuum. And you and I are that same way. We are a receptor. We are a building. We're a temple. And just as the Holy Spirit wants to possess us and fill us, so the devil's looking for entrance. He's looking for a way in. And the only places where he can abide or continue to stay are the places where we are sympathetic towards sin and we give Him permission through willful disobedience. So the devil is a liar and he uses deception. He speaks into us and he tries to look for ways to get in our lives. He tries to get us to cooperate with him, to approve of him being there and make excuses for why things are the way they are. And, well, it's just the way it is, brother. I guess that's just the way it's going to have to be. God wants to bring order to your disorder. Amen. He wants to breathe into your life, amen, of His presence, of His Spirit, and He wants to fill the empty places with Him until your entire being is filled with Him. Amen. And there's no darkness at all because He can only operate in the darkness. So we need the light, and we need the truth. We need the Word, amen, spoken into the darkness so that God will create light in its place. So God divided, it says, the light from the darkness. Verse 3, it says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So, I know a lot of people think today that we can just coexist together. And everybody is just going to be one big happy family. And whatever your persuasion is, if you love Wicca, if you love Satanism, if you love, Buddhism, whatever it is, you're Christian. Oh, that's good, too. We're all going to be one big happy family. And we're just going to be happy and coexist together. And we're going to have world peace. That is exactly the message of Satan, isn't it? That's the message of the Antichrist. Satan wants you to worship him. He wants your worship. He wants to take it away from God and bring it upon himself. He's a narcissist. The devil's full of himself. And people that are full of themselves are full of the devil. Come on, anybody beside myself been full of the devil? Full of ourselves? Sure. And we find that more when we receive more of Christ and more of the light and more of the truth and the revelation of God comes and He begins to quicken us, amen, and bring that revelation and that understanding of who we are in Him and who He is in us. We find that we become less and less focused on self and more on others and more on the will of God. His desires become our desires. And so we cannot have voids in our lives because those are the places where the devil will camp out. So you can't mix darkness with light. You know that. It's a basic principle, isn't it? You come into a dark room, you hit the switch, and guess what? The darkness is gone. And God's word is that light, amen, that penetrates the darkness and it chases it out. Hallelujah. And how many know that without the Holy Spirit, we can't even understand how deep the darkness may be in us? It's the Holy Spirit that reveals the darkness. How many know what I'm talking about? All of a sudden, you thought you were doing pretty good, and then God turned the light up a little bit. And you got exposed. You're like, ooh, God, I thought I had it all together. How many times have we got to a place where we're thinking, you know what, I'm doing pretty good right now. I think I'm going to just put life on cruise control for a while. And I'm, you know, and I don't need to really get so into Jesus like I was before because I'm doing okay. I'm pretty strong. Whenever you think you're strong, you're actually weak. When you know you're not strong, then you can be strong in Him. And His light will shine through you. Because God was not going to cohabitate with darkness. And if we're full of ourselves, we can't be full of Him at the same time. So Jesus didn't say, He didn't come to destroy the self. He says, you just got to deny the self. You got to put yourself second. Let me be first. Let me be in charge. Let me be the leader here. Trust me, follow me. If anyone's going to come after me, he has to deny himself to be my disciple, to follow me. And we have a battle that goes on sometimes, don't we? Of who's going to be in charge? But you know, it becomes easier the more that we yield our will to His will, the easier it becomes. Because we realize that it's worth it. It's a worthy exchange. More of Him, less of me, that's a good thing. I want to be more with Jesus. Amen. I want more of Jesus in me. Hallelujah. Now, this is the thing. God doesn't kick you out of the picture. What He wants us to do is to yoke with Him. He wants us to step aside and hook up with Jesus and do life together with Him. Amen? Because if He didn't want you and I around, He would have just killed us and taken us out. Amen? Some people have that mentality, oh, it's none of me. It wasn't me. Yeah, brother, it was you too. It was you and Jesus working together, cooperating together in a partnership. He allows you to partner with Him in this mission. Amen? And He loves you for who you are. He created you. So He loves you as a person. And He doesn't want you to lose your identity as a person. I've run into some people that really got kooky with this self-denial thing. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, where they're more spiritual than Jesus. They think they are, you know? No, God does not destroy the soul. He came to redeem, to save the soul. And the soul is who you are. But what has to happen is our soul has to be brought under submission. I talked about that, you know, about the horse having to be bridled. It has to be broken. It has to, you know, that will of the horse has to be broken to the place to where now it is willfully submitting to the rider, to the master. And now it is a useful horse. It's no longer running amok out into the fields, being unproductive, amen? And just reproducing. Kind of sounds like some people there, right? Just going around and reproducing everywhere, running wild. But how productive are you as a person? You can't be productive until you are yielded to the Master who created you with purpose so that I can live out the purpose for which I was created. And listen, once again, never love your life more than the purpose for which God gave it to you. So God divided this darkness from the light because they can't exist. You can't mix darkness and light. And Christians need to understand that, is that our lives are not going to be productive, healthy, spiritually, until we realize that we can't have any part dark. We don't want any part dark. We don't want to give any place to the devil. Give no place to what? The devil. Jesus says the devil has no place in me. Why? Because Jesus was pure. He was holy. He was in complete communion with the Father at all times. And He kept Himself, amen, pure. And he exampled to us that it's possible for you and I. Did you know that? It's possible for us to live a pure life. What we want to say is, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace, therefore I'm just going to sin. No, God gave you His Holy Spirit, amen, amen, so that you and I can walk free from the power of sin. And we're not going to be free from it if we're focused on sin. Amen. It's not all about what I did, because the devil will make you feel good when you do something good. And then as soon as you do something bad, he's going to make you feel really bad. Yeah. So when we're under the law, we're living a life of I did good things today. I had a victorious life today, so I'm good now. And then somebody cuts you off in traffic, you know. And you had a weak moment. Why did you look at Earl when I said that? I don't know. Right? And maybe you had a momentary where you just kind of like had a thought maybe. And you know what? It might not have even been your thought. Because you know what the devil does? He comes along and he plants a thought. And he says, that's yours. No, it's only yours if you receive it. It's only yours if you start to entertain it. But you're going to get an evil thought, amen? We get evil thoughts because we're in an evil world. It's what we do with the evil thought. Whether we entertain it or we cast it down. We take it under submission, amen, to the Spirit of God. Anyways, when it comes to relationships, I want to say this. We have to be very careful because as God's people, we were created for one another. And we are part of a body, amen? And God wants us to be the salt, amen, of the earth. He wants us to be the light of the world. So God's not calling His church out of the world, amen? But we're not of it. We're just not of it anymore. And we have a new citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven. We're citizens of heaven. We're only here, as Wayne said this morning, in a training ground, proving ground. We're being developed in our character. We're being trained, if you will, for reigning. God's bringing us through some training so that we can reign. And so when it comes to relationships, we have to be very careful, even among brothers and sisters who we associate with. I know somebody will get upset by me saying this, but I can back it up with Scripture. You want to be around people that are going to help you up. You want to be around people that are not going to drag you down. If you're not able to stand strong in that relationship and maintain your integrity or your purity, get out of it. How many remember 2 Corinthians 6:14? Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. People are saying, well, I'll marry Joe and I'll convert Joe. Or I'll get into this business dealing with so-and-so because, you know, I'll work on them while we're doing it. And we'll find out, well, they're corrupt in their business dealings. And you just yoked yourself together with something. And now you're part of it. Now you've got a problem because you didn't heed the counsel of God. I know what God says, but in my opinion, how many know that God's not into our opinion? It's either true or false. It's either the Word of God or it's not. It says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? So in Christ, we're no longer in darkness. Can you say amen? Ephesians 5:8 says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Now, our government, I'm going to try not to get onto a rant today, but our government is so divided because really we have two opposing views. And in some cases, they cannot be reconciled. If we're going to be true to the Word of God, true to the Lord, then we cannot reconcile some of these differences to compromise. And this is what's happening. What we are seeing is a polarity. We're seeing a separation of the sheep and the goats. We're seeing right now the spirit of Antichrist, amen, that's coming into complete opposition, amen, of anything that is good and holy and godly and righteous. And so even among party lines, and I'm not saying that one is necessarily completely pure, because, you know, the Democrats have their problems and the Republicans have their problems because it's a sin problem. Amen. However, we need to understand that God's word needs to be our rule, amen, of conduct and how we operate as a nation. And a nation that exalts the Lord will be exalted. But sin is a reproach to any nation. And so what we're seeing is lawlessness today, don't we? Jesus in Matthew 24, there'd be lawlessness in the end times, and where even people that are supposed to be upholding the law are lawless. How many know it's never okay to destroy a baby? Inside or now outside the womb. It's never okay for a man to marry another man. According to the word of God, that's my standard of rule. Amen. It's not my opinion that matters. It's what God says. He created us. I think He knows better. And it's never all right to take a person's free speech away either. To take away a person's freedom or right to think and have an opinion. You know, God gave us that ability, didn't He? To form our own opinions, to have our own mind, our own thoughts, to create. He gave us freedom of our will, didn't He? So anyone that tries to take away the freedom of your will is not operating for the Lord. Anyone that would tell you that you can't speak your mind. Now, I'm talking about responsible speaking your mind. You know, you don't run into a building and shout fire, right? That's stupid. But I'm talking about responsible free speech. We need to understand that even though we may not agree with somebody, God does not violate that. God allows a person to make their own decisions. And God is coming for a people who have decided to follow Him. He's coming for a people who have chosen Him to be their Lord and their Master. He's coming for a people that have put their full faith and confidence in Jesus. Amen. He's coming for those who are actually looking for Him. Because they're not making this world their heaven. They understand that this is not going to be heaven, no matter how hard you try to make it heaven. God wants you to understand, guys, this is the wilderness time. This is a passing through period. This is, you know, we're going somewhere. God doesn't want us to get too comfortable in this world. He wants us to keep our eyes, amen, on the prize. That someday and soon, everyone, every knee will bow to Jesus Christ. Every tongue confess He's Lord. There's coming a day. And even those who think, well, I'm just going to die and go in a hole and it's going to be all over. No, the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So there's coming a time. And if we get our hearts right today, hallelujah, and we're at peace with God, we're not fearful of the judgment. If we're living with Jesus now, walking with Jesus now, we have confidence in the day of judgment. Amen. Why? Because we're already acquainted with Him and He's acquainted with us. We know the Lord and we're at peace with Him. Hallelujah. He's not going to look at us and say, now, who are you? Of course, He knows everybody, doesn't He? But what He means by that is some people have not lived really authentically before Him. There are some people, we were just talking about it this morning, who have learned how to do church really well. And I hope that's not true of anybody here, but it happens. People that learn how to do church well. You know, the Christians are great. It's them church folks. We learn how to play church real well. But I mean, you know that we need to make sure that we really do have a relationship with Jesus. Amen. And that things are right between us. And we're not here to please or even impress one another. God's certainly not impressed. And God gave us everything we have anyway. So whatever you have has been given as a stewardship, and you're responsible for the gift He gave you. So the question is, are we really living an authentic Christian life, or are we faking it? An evil person is someone who dwells in darkness. Because in God, there's no darkness at all. How many remember that? 1 John 1:5. This is the message we have heard from the beginning, from him, and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. A tree is known by its fruit. If we're living in the light, your life will demonstrate that. People will know this person's in the light. Amen? We may be able to fool man, but we can't fool God. You know, folks, listen, what a shock it would be to wake up in hell. To wake up in hell. Because you thought, well, I did all these things for you. I did a lot of good works. I was a do-gooder. I was a busy person for you. The question is, did you know him? Did you have a personal acquaintance with the Lord? Did you trust him? Did you really trust the Lord? Did you trust the Lord with your life? Were you willing to give him the offering of your life so that he could have your life and he could bless your life and make you a blessing in this world? You see, a lot of people are doing good things for God, but they're not walking with God. You can do things for God and yet not really know God. I want to know God. He knows me. And he knows me better than I think I know myself. Amen? Because we can all look at ourselves and we can give ourselves grace. And say, oh, you're doing pretty good. See, it's not the grace that we give ourselves that saves us. It's the grace of God. And the grace of God received by those who repent, who turn away from their wicked ways, turn away from their sin, turn away from themselves and give themselves to God in faith, in trust. And when there's trust, there will be obedience. Amen. Not just doing things for God, but walking with Jesus. Amen. And co-partnering with him in the mission. So what God is saying is, even though you may be a son and daughter, you may be in Christ today, he wants you to partner with him and bear fruit unto eternal life. There are other people who think, they assume because they do a lot of good works, that somehow merits favor with God. It only merits favor with God if they are works that you have done in obedience to Christ. And not what you thought was a good idea. You get some people, they're just so busy doing stuff, and they're miserable. I gotta teach these brats again, and you know. You know, you should be enjoying the journey with Jesus. If you're with Jesus and you're doing Jesus, there's joy in that. Amen. If you're not fulfilled in what you're doing, you need to get right with God and say, God, where did I miss it here? What are you wanting me to do, Lord? Not what people want me to do or people expect me to do or even what the preacher expects me to do. But, Lord, what do you want me to do? That's where your joy's at. That's where your fulfillment's at. That's where you are satisfied and doing that which God calls you to do. So a man independent of God, obviously, is already in darkness. Amen. And light and darkness can't cohabitate. And you know, if God were to totally remove his presence from the earth, you know what would happen? It would return to the former state prior to creation. It would return to chaos. The only reason why we have order, amen, even though it's broken through sin, but the reason we do have order, amen, and things work, hallelujah, the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and everything in its orbit, everything is working, amen, praise God, because God spoke, because his word went forth. So wherever there's a lack of the word, there's a lack of God, and wherever God is not, it's chaos, and if God were to remove his presence, everything would return to chaos. Confusion is another word for that. There was confusion, chaos. God wants to bring peace into our hearts. He wants to bring order to our disorder. He wants to bring light into the darkness of our lives. But in order for Him to do that, He has to have a willing vessel, because He will not violate your will to say, Lord, You decide. I willfully submit myself to You. See, some people are trying to resist the devil in their lives without submitting to God first. Submit to God and then resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You know, the reason why the devil hasn't completely taken over is because of the restraining force on the earth. And there are different views as to, well, what is that restraining force? Something, it was the Archangel Michael. But most of us would agree and believe, according to the witness of Scripture, that the restraining force is the church that is filled with the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of God in the church. Amen. That's why they want to get rid of us. That's why they want to shut us down. That's why there's persecution throughout the earth right now. Many Christians are being martyred because they got to get rid of the restraining force. That which is hindering. That's why they hate Trump. Yes, I said it. Because whatever you think about the man, God's got His hand upon him. He couldn't do what he did without God being with him. I believe Donald Trump is the man that God has raised up for such a time as this. He's the battering ram. He's exposing this stuff. And God is moving, amen, in our nation. And I do believe, guys, that we need to hold him up in prayer. And not only that, but pray for even our enemies. Pray for those that are in opposition, that God in His mercy might open their eyes and that they might be saved. God doesn't want, amen, these liberal leftists, whatever, go to hell. He wants them to be saved too. And God can do it. In fact, there's some of us in here that were liberal leftists that got saved. Amen. And now we have a different perspective on things. We're seeing things from God's point of view now. Hallelujah. And just because somebody claims to be a conservative doesn't mean they're right with God either. So it's not about politics. It's about being right with the Lord, being in right standing with God. And God is the God of order. He's not a lawless God. He's never for lawlessness. Amen. And people want to justify what we're doing. Well, it's because of this I don't obey the law. You know, the Bible says to submit yourself, Romans 14, isn't it, to the governing authorities. Because God establishes those. God doesn't like chaos. Amen. And neither should we. And if everybody just does what's right in their own eyes and decides what law they're going to obey and what law they're not going to, guess what? You've got dysfunction, and that's what's happening in America today. Even among Christians, they just think they're going to go through the Word of God and as a smorgasbord and pick and choose. I'll eat the dessert, but I ain't no meat. Eating no meat. You know, I don't like that liver and onion stuff. You know, I don't either, but it's good for you, though. That's what my dad used to tell me. I think it was because it was cheap. But sometimes we got to eat things that initially may not taste good, but they're good for us. We got to be willing to submit ourselves to God, amen, and say, Lord, You know what's best for me. That medicine I just had was terrible tasting, but boy, the results are great. Sometimes it may taste like sweetness in your mouth and become bitter in your stomach. Wasn't that the prophet? As he ate the scroll of the word. Sometimes it's not always feeling good. We've got to get over this feeling good Christianity. And get back into submission to God and obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. And guess what? Good feelings follow faith. Hallelujah. People are being led by how good they feel. Hey, the sun shines out today. I think I'll go to the car show instead of gather with God's people. Yeah. Guess what? We're getting a meal, amen, that you're not going to get from a hot dog stand. God serves the best, amen? 2 Thessalonians 2:7 says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is what? Taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. We know that's the Antichrist, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth, and destroy with the brightness of his coming. So before you can have the real return of Jesus, you're going to have a counterfeit. And the reason we see so much disorder is because either man is ignorant of the truth or unwilling to receive the truth and allow God to reign over him. We will not have this man to reign over us, they say. We don't agree with the counsel of God. We will do it our way. And remember, the devil is a narcissist. The devil is self-centered. And when we're self-centered, we're aligning ourselves with the devil. We need to be Christ-centered. Jesus at the center. And so as a result of this, the devil's able to create chaos in people's lives. Even some of God's people, because they're not allowing the truth. They're rejecting the counsel of God. But praise God, he has a way. If you're a child of his, he can discipline us and he can get us to where we're saying, yes, Lord, your word is good. Has anybody beside myself ever rebelled against the word of the Lord? Okay. Sure, we have. How many ever were glad afterwards that you did that? No. I saw somebody going, no. No. It never works, does it? God's smarter than we are. And that's what's happening here, guys, is things are going to get continually, you know, Renee and I sent a little text back and forth the other day about this very thing, is that things are going to get more dark. But as they get darker, we're going to shine brighter. And there's going to be a distinction. Those who belong to the Lord and those who do not. There ain't going to be no middle ground. There ain't going to be no lukewarmness. You're either in or you're out. You're either with Christ or you're against him. That's where it's coming. In 2 Timothy 3:12, it says, yes, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But look at verse 13. But evil people, imposters, will flourish. They will deceive others, and they themselves will be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 says, the coming of the lawless one, Antichrist, is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Amen. Just because it's a miracle doesn't mean it's necessarily of God. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Guys, as long as we are picking and choosing the counsel of God, what we're going to allow or what we're going to disallow, amen? When we put ourselves in that position to say no to the counsel of God, no to the will and the word of God, what we're doing is we're giving the devil permission to create and maintain a chaotic condition in our spirit, in our hearts. God wants his people to be filled with him. Filled with himself. When we talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit, we're talking about being filled, amen, with our God. Amen. Every part of me filled with God. Hallelujah. So there's no place dark. And there's no place for the devil. He says, man, there's no more place for us to hang out here. This person is repentant. This person is obedient. This person is listening to the counsel of God now. And so we have no longer any place where we can camp out here and bring destruction. And when will we learn that God's ways are not our ways, and we've got to forsake our ways and submit ourselves to God's ways? He's wiser. He created us. He knows what's better. Amen. If we would start listening and obeying the word as God instructs us and quit making excuses and rationalizing, justifying what we do and say, well, the reason I'm not doing it is God doesn't understand that. God doesn't accept that. Do you love the truth? If you love the truth, it's because you love Jesus. You can't say you love Jesus and not love his word. Amen? Amen? You know this is God's heart to us. It's his love letter to us. He knows what works, so it's best for us. We love the word. We love the truth. It doesn't always taste good, but it's good for me. And it keeps me healthy, keeps me strong, keeps me nourished. It's life to me. It nourishes my innermost being. And it transforms my mind, my thinking. Amen. So the enemy doesn't have any place. When I begin to realize, wait a minute, that thought is not in agreement with the heart of God, I need to take that captive. I need to stop that right now. You can't stop every thought, remember? But you can decide what to do with it. So in order for us to avoid the chaos Satan wants to create, We must be filled and remain filled with the Holy Spirit. And we must be willing to yield to the Word of God. Luke 11:24 says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest. And finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. And then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is what? Worse than the first. What is he saying? If there's a void. See, the devil wants to possess people. He wants to camp out in people. Amen? And in the soulish realm of Christians, if he's given permission, he'll camp out there. I'm telling you, people, that I have done deliverance on people that were Christians because they yielded to the spirit of Antichrist. They yielded to Satan. Amen? And opened up a door in their life. And God says, I want that thing driven out. I want you as my people to cast these things out in my name. But it's not enough, amen, just to cast them out. You know where I'm going with this. What has to happen? That void has to be filled with God Himself. Otherwise, that devil's going to go out and say, hey, they're backslidden. They're not staying connected with Jesus. They're not praying. They're not in the Word. They're not in fellowship. They're not walking with the Lord. Amen? And guess what? We've got an open door, an opportunity right here because there's still a vacancy. Nobody's home. And in the areas where nobody's home, that's where they're going to camp out. And I liken this sometimes to our vessels being like a house, you know, with all kinds of rooms. And there's closets, and there's a basement, and there's an attic. Amen? And you may have Jesus in the living room at the heart of, or in the kitchen in some cases, right? At the heart of your house. But have you given Jesus full permission, come on, to make himself at home and allow him to have access to every part of you so that there's no part dark? Lord, come into every place that's dark and fill it with your light. Drive the devil out of me. Whatever you got to do, I got to get some prayer. I'm going to come and I'm going to get prayed for, amen? But I don't want the devil in me. I don't want to give him any place because his only purpose is to rob, to kill, and to what? Destroy. But the Lord wants to fill us with himself because he came that we might have an overflowing, abundant life. He wants us to have joy. He wants his people to be joyful. We want our kids to be happy. We want our kids to be taken care of. We want them to be nourished. We want them to be protected. Amen? And we want them to grow up to be productive adults. So God wants his people, all those things for us. He wants us to grow up to be productive citizens of heaven, bearing fruit and glorifying the Father. And we can't do that if we're cohabitating, coexisting with darkness. So I want to be full, filled the Holy Spirit. There's no anxiety in God's love. There's no fear in that, is there? And I'm not worried when I'm full of God. What? See, we can't get the devil any place. If I find myself being fearful, it means there's a void. If I find myself unbelieving, it's because there's a void. Because the devil is after your faith. And he'll camp out any place that you're willing to yield to him in unbelief. And it means there's a void there. How many have experienced this where there's a time when you were really in faith and miracles are happening and people are getting healed. And all of a sudden then you find yourself struggling with even believing for something. Guess what? There's a void. Got to get back. Got to renounce that. Repent of it. Ask God to forgive you for your unbelief. And get, if there's a spirit dealing with you right there, get rid of it. Amen? Because once you repent and you get right, amen, the devil no longer has legal access or authority in your life. He has to go. And then you can be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And sometimes God will just come in and just drive him out. Amen? I've heard it said this way. The devil can get squeezed out of you. When you open up your heart, amen, full blast. If we're just kind of like, well, God, you can have this little crack in the door here. I'll just give you a little bit. Man, give them the whole thing, man. Open it right up, amen. Say, Lord, fill me up. Hallelujah. I want to be an overflowing cup for you. And you got to contend for it sometimes. You got to fight, amen, until that giant comes down. Don't tolerate the giant pushing you around. Don't tolerate that giant that says, oh, well, you're just depressed. Don't tolerate that. Don't take that. Well, you're just a fearful person. No, don't tolerate that. Don't take that. Said, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. Anything that doesn't agree with who I am in Christ is illegal for me. I'm a child of God. I'm not supposed to have any place dark. See, you know what I'm saying, guys? We've got to really just take this before the Lord. Amen? You get home today, get before God. If you got to deal with some stuff, deal with it. But get that darkness, get that junk out of you. If you can't open your mouth for God, take it before God. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Now, some people, they're mute. If that's the problem, maybe get that mute spirit out of you.
Yeah, that's right.
And let God fill you with His power. And will give you holy boldness. Will you be fearless? God gives us that ability. You may be naturally shy, but the Holy Ghost can make you a bold and brazen person for God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what we need to understand, guys. God wants us to be filled with Him. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. One more. Romans 6:12. We'll finish with this today. It says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. He's saying, you don't allow sin to reign in you. The power of sin has been broken in your life if you're in Christ. You're no longer a slave to it. God has given you authority over that old nature, to tell that old nature to shut up, sit down. Amen? I'm denying you. I'm not yielding to you. I'm not listening to you. I'm going to listen to the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to obey the Spirit of God. So don't let sin reign in your mortal body. And then he says, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. But this is what we do as a positive. If we can just focus on doing this daily, present what? Yourself to God. Don't focus on what, am I doing enough good or bad? No, don't focus on good and bad. Focus on life. Amen. Who is Jesus? And present yourself back to God. And God will give you the ability, hallelujah, to overcome. Because it's not of us. We can't do it in our own strength. You know what? God wants His people to wake up. He wants His people to come to full flame. To be full alert people. Vigilant. We have an adversary. Amen. We're in a war. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. We got to camp out on that and believe and know that God is with us. If God be for us, who can be against us? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. All right. So God wants to fill up every void in our lives. Amen. So that our whole being is full of Him, full of light. He is the light. Amen.